setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. We're talking about your purpose in your work because you were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed, you're tremendously valuable, and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. So, simply put, we're about income and impact on this show because you can and should have both. You should have the income you desire and the impact that you desire in your work. There is a path to that. Seven stages on that clear path. And that's what we base everything we teach, everything we coach, how we counsel on this show. So welcome aboard, 844-747-2577. For more information on the show, if it's new to you, because this is a different kind of talk radio, whether you're listening via podcast, SiriusXM, or your talk radio station, KenColeman.com, tons of free resources. But this is a show where I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader all in one phone call. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's start off with what I believe is the simplest way for you to determine whether or not you will love work. The work, the job, the career path. And it is asking yourself, can I see my why in this work? Can I see my why in this work? I mean, at the end of the day, there are job descriptions you look at. There are job interviews you go through. There are reviews on companies and what people say about them on social media. There are the potential pathways. What does it look like if I go this direction or versus that direction, moving up the ladder? How much could I make? How long will it take? There are so many things that we naturally consider and should consider as we make professional choices. But the way to simplify it all is to simply ask yourself, do I see my why in this work? It's the ultimate clarifying question. If you don't, guess what? It's time for you to move on if you're in a place where you don't see that why anymore. If it is moving to something else and we're trying to decide, is this a right move? Notice I didn't say the right move. I said a right move. Is this a right move? Can you see your why in the work? The actual job. Day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. Can you? So for those of you who are new to the show, how do we figure out the why? Very simple. It's what I teach. It's the fundamental teaching of the first of our seven stages that I mentioned, which is the clear path. Get clear is stage one. Some of you haven't ever been clear. You just kind of fell into a career. I get that. No shame in your game. But I'm telling you, if you're trying to make decisions, you have to retreat to clarity. And here's how we get clear about professional purpose. First, we look at talent. We start with talent because talent is the tool or your tools. Talent, your skills, that's what I refer to as talent. Hard skills, soft skills. Those are your tools that you use to do the work. Next, we look at, well, it's not just work, work that I love. Oh, I love planning. I love researching. I love finishing. Okay, we determine the work you love. That's passion. And then finally, what are the results of your work that you most want to produce? I love the work, but what's my motivation, my missional driver? That's why we call it mission. I'm on a mission to produce achievement, results. I'm on a mission to produce creation, to create. I'm on a mission to produce efficiency, to make things run well and efficiently and excellently. I'm on a mission to produce influence, to change people's lives for the better. I'm on a mission to serve others, to protect them, to assist them. to guide them. I'm on a mission to provide solutions, to solve problems. Those are the six missional drivers: achievement, creation, efficiency, influence, service, and solution. So when we can get clear on talent, what I do best, passion, the work I love to do, and mission, the results I want to create, guess what? Now we're looking at any opportunity professionally, and we are saying, does this reveal, or does it allow me to accomplish my why at work? Does the work allow me to accomplish my why? End of story. And when we grab that, now making decisions becomes a lot easier. Now, let me give you a little delineation on this, because this is important. You can do the research, you can look in it and go, boom, this is absolutely in my sweet spot. That's kind of this soft, easy analogy that everybody gets. When I use my talent to perform my passion, to accomplish my mission, I'm in my sweet spot. Got it. However, you could step into a situation like that and be in a really crappy leadership culture and not be happy. So it's not enough just to go, okay, do I see my why in this work? Yes. But then is it a really good and healthy culture? Because you can step into a situation and absolutely in the work itself be in your sweet spot. But if it's a crappy, awful culture with horrible leadership or just immature leadership or inexperienced leadership, and it's just not good, and they're allowing bad cultural behavior to exist and persist, then you can get confused. Because you don't want to be there because of the cultural problems. And that makes total sense. But it is confusing. I don't want to be here. Turns into, I don't want to do this kind of work. What do I do? And so again, that's why we got to retreat to clarity. Because if we retreat to clarity and go, oh, I do love this work, I just don't like this place. This place is unhealthy. It's awful. And we have a leadership problem. And as long as people exist on the planet, we will have leadership problems. So be careful not to confuse cultural problems with your work frustration. And don't confuse it to be, oh, I've lost my passion. This work isn't missional to me anymore. It may not be true. It could be the fact that you're in a horrible place. And the way I define this is, I've got a wonderful little quiz called Should I Quit My Job Quiz? It's free. I'd take it at kencoleman.com. I really would. Because one of the reports that you get, four possibilities it spits out. One of them is, I'm doing the right thing in the wrong place. Oh, okay, great. Oh, I don't need to change careers. I need to change locations. Very, very important distinction, as you can see. Talk about saving you a lot of time and money and angst and all kinds of things when it's like, oh, I'm just in a really crappy culture. We humans are relational. If it's a crappy culture, we're not going to want to stay there for very long. And if we do, we become miserable and complacent. Don't move. Your calls are coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. During the break, I was perusing social media. And this is so good. I can't resist it. Apparently, the headline writer at ABC 3340 News, breaking news, weather, and sports for Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and Anniston, Alabama areas. Apparently, the headline writer is confused about reality or doesn't care and is so driven by ideologue, big government, whatever. I don't even know how to say this. This is a tweet I'm about to read from their account. Jobless Americans have few options as benefits expire. I know, Joe, you're looking at me like I misread it. I didn't. I'm going to read it again, and I didn't plan to. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I got to cover this. This is unbelievable. Jobless Americans have few options as benefits expire. Okay, here's the alternate headline. Jobless Americans have opportunity to enter into the hottest job market in the history of the United States. 10.1 million jobs available right now in the U.S.
Oh, kid, some of those jobs, a lot of those jobs are low-wage earning jobs. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, here's the reality. The federal unemployment insurance officially stopped yesterday. 26 states in the United States had already stopped receiving the benefits and passing them on to their residents. But 24, I guess, is the rest of the number there, right? Yesterday, it's it. Labor Day, done, gone. Great irony there. And so this is what some of the media are saying. This headline is out there. Jobless Americans have few options as benefits expire. Folks, I don't know how long I've been covering this. At least 2 months I've been showing you that companies are offering signing bonuses for you to take a job. They're offering tuition assistance, full tuition. I saw it yesterday. I was out running errands, taking my kids around. I'm a professional Uber driver on the weekends now. And so I'm taking my kids to birthday parties and all kinds of stuff. And I saw, I'm not going to name the company, but it's a well-known sandwich shop. They're offering tuition assistance. So this is false. Now is a great time to get a job. So there you go. I had to cover that. Speaking of, some of you just don't want to make the switch or deal with the switch because of filling out applications incessantly, submitting them. We got an article we're sharing, I think, this week. I just looked at it with Amanda and Joe this morning, where 10 million people, their applications didn't even get looked at because of artificial intelligence. So I understand the job search has got that kind of stuff in it. You feel like I submit, I send, I spend time, I don't get anything back. So that's why I want you to work with my friends at ZipRecruiter. They're the number one rated job site in the U.S., and they're on a mission to connect you to a great opportunity. And trust me, they're out there. They're not going to keep you in the dark anytime your application gets viewed or given a thumbs up or your contact info was revealed. They send you a status update email so you see people are looking at you. Here's the best part about ZipRecruiter. The company can reach out to you directly. The second best part of ZipRecruiter is that it's free. It doesn't cost you a nickel. Yes, I'm pitching them like crazy. They're number one at what they do. Number two, they got companies that are looking for you. You're going to get all the communication and stay up to date. And number three, it doesn't cost you a dime. It's easy and it's free. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go today. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Michael in Kansas City, Missouri. Michael, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing today?
Michael, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
So I actually called you before, and you were really generous. You gave me the Get Clear career assessment for free.
Oh, good.
I took it. It really helped me out. I was able to kind of figure out through the talents that it told me that I had that I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
That I wanted to pursue possibly a degree in psychology and then going to mental health therapy.
Okay, great.
And so basically my question today is that, although I went through all that, I figured out that path, I'm still just a little bit uncertain about it, I guess, because I've never, I mean, I'm a young kid. I've never been in the field before. I don't, like, genuinely know if that's my path, if that's what I should do, if that's what I want to do.
But okay, but hey, here's the deal. Let me encourage you. That's normal. What you know is you took the Get Clear career assessment and you got some real verification. You really got clear and you're going, okay, I think I want to go in the mental health space. So as I look at all the different ways I can go in the mental health space, I'm not sure best path. Can I actually do it? You have all kinds of doubts. So what do you do next? So you call me. You go, Ken, how do I know? Okay, so we retreat back to the fact that we know you've got the talent to pull it off. You really do believe you can if you get trained and you get educated and you get some practice and experience. You believe that you can help people in that space. True or false?
True.
Okay, great. So what we do is we deal with the stuff we're really scared of. And the way we do that, I think you're scared of making the wrong choice. I think you're more scared about, well, what if I pick and it's the wrong path? I think that fear of the unknown, if I'm guessing, and I am, I think that's the biggest fear. Am I right? And if I'm wrong, tell me what the biggest fear is.
You know, I would say that you're probably right. Just recently, I had a little bit of a falling out with my parents, and I've been living here rent-free for a while, and okay, they're going to be kicking me out in a bit. So
okay, so we got some fear there.
I'm a little bit stressed out, I guess, because I just want to make sure that, like, the little money that I do have saved up for college, I just want to make sure that I'm putting it towards the right path.
Totally get it. So here's what you do. If you had to choose today, what would you say in your mind is the top choice, what you think you most want to do specifically? Is it true, like, as a therapist, a clinical therapist, and you're sitting with people and helping them through mental health issues one-on-one, is that what you're leaning towards?
Yeah, so that's what I'm leaning towards. When I took the career assessment, it told me that I have a passion for leading, and I was kind of thrown off by that because I've never really been like a coach type of person.
Doesn't have to be. Let me tell you what I think leading really is. Leading is truly servanthood. You are helping other people be their best, whether it is in an athletic environment or it is in a business environment or ministry environment. Leading people is about influence. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so who are the people you most, you know, want to lead? If leadership is something you're intrigued by, here's my advice. Don't just assume it's all counseling. What was the number one missional result? And I'm going to give you quick advice. What was your missional result?
Service.
Yeah, that's very interesting. See, leading and service adds up. I said that leadership is about servant, about being a servant. So here's the deal. I want you to spend some time with a couple people. A, I want you to spend some time with a counselor or two, a couple different therapists. I don't care how you get to them, friend of a friend, or you know them personally. I want you to talk to them and go, hey, I'm leaning this direction. Give me the ins and outs, the good, the bad, the ugly of your world. And when you get that information, your heart's going to say, yes, I want to do that, or no, that's not what I thought. Same thing with leadership. Talk to some people who are leading people and say, hey, at the core of what you do, describe what it's like to be a leader. You see where I'm going with this? Just a few conversations, and Michael, all of a sudden you're going to get real clarity. That's all that you have to do. Get out there and talk to several people in some different positions, in some different industries that are people related, because you want to be in the people business. Figure out who are the people you most want to serve, how you want to serve them. You're really close. Those two conversations are next up for you. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show, and I am Ken. And I have been asked for quite some time, hey, Ken, when are you going to write a book that tells me how to figure out what I want to do? Turns out we wrote The Proximity Principle 2 years too early. That book was really about helping people get the edge on getting the opportunities. Some people are going, I don't know what opportunity. In fact, a lot And of course I knew that, but I wanted the benefit of, oh, let's say almost 4 years of phone calls, thousands of callers. And I have listened and paid attention and looked at my own journey and the seven stages that will lead you to what you were born to do, what you love. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. That's the clear path to doing work you love. That was developed over time. And so now we've written that book to help you with that. So, I mean, it's all seven stages. It's entitled From Paycheck to Purpose. It's available for pre-order now. It comes out November the 9th. This is the guide up the mountain. Help you figure out the mountain and the guide up the mountain. And so we've got some incredible offerings for you right now. If you pre-order the book now at kencoleman.com, we'll ship it to you on November 9th. But you get it for only $20. There's your first value. Second value is you get the From Paycheck to Purpose ebook and the audiobook written, read by me. And then our Get Hired digital course, our resume templates, access a ticket to the From Paycheck to Purpose live stream event this fall, and the Ramsey Plus extended 30-day trial. Get your money in order so you can get the dream better, faster. So all of that is almost $200 in value. And then if you really want to go nuts on value, the Get Clear Career Assessment, which is the tool that we created digitally to do what I do on the air for people, is ask you questions, you develop the answers, we spit it back to you in a really great report that tells you your top talents, passions, and missions. Sees where you rank on the others so you can stay away from stuff you're not gifted at. Total clarity. Gives you a purpose statement, which becomes your compass. Becomes a litmus test by every job you choose going forward. You go, does this match up with my professional purpose statement? So you get that, which is a $30 product, the Get Clear Career Assessment. We discount it to $10 and we put it on top of the book. So you can go get all of them, kencoleman.com. All right, let's get to the phones, 844-747-2577. Mac joins us in Los Angeles, California. Mac, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you today?
Mac, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
Okay, so I don't believe in monsters, but I do believe there's a monster dead. I'm a little fearful of trying to move forward here. I have taken the should I quit my job quiz. I've also done the career assessment. And so I kind of need a little bit of help moving forward.
Okay, so you took the free should I quit my job quiz, and that said what?
Correct. That said, right thing, wrong place.
Great.
I was completely expecting wrong thing, wrong place. So
interesting.
I was a little bit thrown on that.
All right. Now, so you took the Get Clear Career Assessment, which gives you a really nice detailed report on your top talents, your top passions, and your primary missional driver at work. And when you got your purpose statement, did it feel like, oh, the should I quit my job quiz did steer me the right way, or I am telling myself the truth? What's the result?
You know, some of these things, I wasn't quite sure. I never really looked at myself in this way after I got this purpose statement. So I was, you know, not really sure, to be quite honest.
Good. Now listen, did you get feedback from somebody else or somebody else's primarily?
I got feedback from my wife and my boss a little bit, and it started to make sense. And then, you know, as I started to think about how I kind of approach things, I did feel a little bit better about the results that I got.
Okay. So if we feel like the purpose statement is pretty darn, and again, these things aren't perfect, right?
Right.
Because you're taking it. So if you're imperfect, then assessment can't be perfect. But
right.
If you are confident, and you talk to your wife and leader about it, then you go, oh, I need to start to see myself the way others see me. So if it's a right. narrative, so if you believe that, yeah, this is pretty on par for me, so then you are doing the right thing or a good amount of the right things, and it's just yes. a bad culture, bad organization, or just a bad fit. True or false?
Right. True.
Okay, then.
But thing that I've been thinking about doing that's sort of out of box of what I currently do.
Okay, tell me what you have been thinking about doing, what you want to do.
Okay, so what I love the outside, and so I had been looking at, you know, what could I potentially do? And so, you know, I looked at some local city and county jobs and a couple of non-purpose. I found this position. It's a volunteer position at this place. And it's basically, you know, what I feel like I want to do, which is like, you know, building and maintaining hiking trails and habitat restoration.
Okay,
and,
great.
You know, land preservation and things of that nature.
But, okay, great. So hold on. So let's pause. So let's now go to the assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment. Okay?
Yes.
What were the top three passions, work that you love to do? What were they?
So I was created to use my talent of execution, justice, and compassion to perform my passions of analyzing, advocating, and finishing to accomplish my mission of achievement.
Mm-hmm. So this outdoor job, okay?
Yes.
What were the three passions? You gave me everything. Just give me the three passions again.
Passions, analyzing,
advocating,
and finishing.
Finishing. Okay. So you like a good day for you, a good job for you is going to feel good when you've got a good amount of tasks or some very clearly defined tasks in front of you and you can click them off and get them done.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, great. So whether it's an outdoor environment or it's an indoor environment, that's the big takeaway there. Advocating and analyzing. So analyzing is just simple. You love work where you are forced to kind of problem solve, right? Kind of coming in and I'm looking at it. But it's the analyzing.
I dive in and look at all the angles.
But that finishing side is okay, I know what I got to do, but I got to look at it before I do it. And so do you think it's more things related? If I were to take all work and put them into four categories, it would be people work, ideas work, systems work, things work, like just tactile things. Which one would you think that you're most attracted to?
I would go with the people and things.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a handyman per se. But
no, I get it.
I know
it.
That this other job kind of
right, but
has some of that in
you
it.
You don't have to be a handyman there. It's really the outdoor environment. So don't get hung up too much on the outdoor environment. But what you got to look at is, does this job allow me to do this kind of work where I am advocating? I mean, I'm trying to make things better. I'm pushing for something, you know, and it's got a fair amount of analytical work to it. That's really, really important. And so I think for you, you've got to just start looking at multiple jobs and things that you've already been looking at and going, okay, how does this job allow me to do a lot of this kind of work?
Right, yeah.
And I think the advocating piece speaks to how much you love working with people. So it's like, who do you most want to advocate for?
Right.
You see?
Well, I mean, so with that, who is, I mean, one would be nature, and the second is people, because I currently work in an IT support role.
Yeah.
But I'm not a techie person, but I like helping people and explaining technology to them. But again, that's something I want to continue with because my current position.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do. You're breaking up. So here's what I'd say. I don't think technology is necessarily it. I think it is the advocating for nature participation. I'm just going to keep it real high level right now because I'm trying to help you in the direction you need to go. You need to go research and look and dive into how do I advocate for participation in nature? How do I advocate in expanding opportunities to grow nature and to protect the environment, things of that nature, but it's got to be people engaging. I think that's where you need to head. I think the opportunities are waiting for you. This is the Kent Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. The website is kencoleman.com, where we have a myriad of resources paid and free resources to help you on the journey. Anthony is going to join us now here on the line in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the home of the Steelers. Oh, it's almost football time, Joe. I'm getting a little excited. Anthony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Yeah, it's about that time around these parts.
Yeah.
but I'll try to pack it in short for you. But I'm kind of finding my direction. I'm on the rebound. I'm working part-time right now. And one of the mistakes I've had in the past, I've jumped jobs a little bit trying to find that direction. Now, dream-wise, I'm still not sure, but something I like doing is delivery driving. I've done various types now, and I just like for example, to put it this way, I'm not an office guy, but I'm not like a heavy trades type guy either. So I think that's kind of in between for me. That's why I'm drawn to that. It's like mobile,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
And like the neighboring state, as much as I like where I'm at now, like where I live. My lease is up in about 6 months. I already renewed it once. And I just want to go to the neighboring state for somewhere different. And I have applied to jobs there. But my question is, in that 6 months, like the time before my lease ends, do you think it's wise to try to find something? I mean, I do like to get the benefits in that. Like, do you think it'd be worth commuting somewhere full-time if I got a job, or just kind of getting in with a company in the neighboring state where I can do part-time and then switch to full-time kind of like when I found like an apartment there?
Feels like to me, this is personal preference. I appreciate your trust in asking me, but I think this is more personal preference versus what I would consider like fundamental. This is the best thing to do. So having said that, me personally, I would lock in the job first. And then once I knew that I had the job, then I would make living arrangements. I would, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that moves to a place and gets living arrangements and then tries to find a job, or vice versa. I get the
right.
job. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm a guy that goes, what's the opportunity? To me, it's always the opportunity drives the action. And so if I'm looking to make a switch and you're kind of clawing back, I'm going, what's the professional direction? And then what's the best move? What's the next step? Like if we pick a ladder, and I like ladder for the metaphor, certainly a mountain, either one works. And so if I go, okay, I know this is where I want to go in my career, in my life. So now what's the next move? What's the next rung on the ladder? So I'm going to go get that. And I go do that wherever it is. That's just how I've always been. My mom and dad will tell you, once I left for college, I never came back home. And so for me, it's always going to be, I'm going to go do the next thing, whether that's in the next state over or five states over. And I'm going to go do that because it's the right move. And so I accept that. Then I choose living arrangements. That's the way I'm wired.
Sure. So you think it's worth, like, even if it was full time commuting there, as long as like it was a solid opportunity, and then like, because that way you have it, and then you can go
yeah.
and secure the
if,
living,
if
right?
The, if the commute doesn't, you know, take all the joy out of it, sometimes commutes are exhausting and not worth it for much longer, then it's absolutely necessary. So I guess I would not do it any longer than absolutely necessary. Make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But again, Anthony, that's personal preference. Like, I'm a guy that doesn't want to drive multiple hours every day for a long time. I'm just not going to do that. Unless I absolutely
sure.
had to. But if you have to, I got a good friend who's doing that right now, driving to Atlanta every Sunday night and drives back to Nashville every Thursday evening. It's tough. He's got four kids, actually.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't do that, but they feel like that's what they're doing right now. So I'm limited in what to tell you what to do. I would think through what do you think is best for you, and then I would do that.
Makes sense? Just to add...
I got 35 seconds. You got to make it quick so I can respond.
Okay. You think too, I'm still looking to join a local church. Do you think that would even come with it? Because I know it's best to be around fellow believers, especially for these types of
decisions. No, it would not. I mean, no, because I think that I choose the place I'm supposed to be, and then I find a church around that. So I would not choose a church first. I choose the opportunity. Then I find church. The same time I'm finding community where I'm living. always take the opportunity. Everything you need is always surrounding that, I promise. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Helping you go from paycheck to purpose, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Don't forget the brand new book that unveils all seven stages in detail, contains a lot of my story, and a whole lot of practical stuff for you to do is available for pre-order. It is From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's only $20. If you pre-order it now, you get the ebook, the audiobook, a digital course entitled Get Hired, resume templates, access to our live stream, which will tell you more about in the days ahead, plus Ramsey Plus. I mean, folks, this is nearly $200 worth of stuff. Go get it now, kencoleman.com. Great gift. November, biggest month of the year when people change jobs, and we're in the great resignation anyway. Oh, boy. Is it possible to make the income you desire and the impact? The answer is yes, and the book shows you how, step by step, the seven stages unpacked. KenColeman.com. Go get it. Let's go to Will in Memphis, Tennessee. Will, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Huge fan of the show. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Will. Thank you. What's going on?
So, I just wanted your advice on dropping out of college.
Okay. Why would we drop out? What are we going to drop to?
So I've already started a full-time job, something that I love doing. It's a local creative agency here in Memphis, and so I'm loving what I'm doing. And with school, my degree is organizational leadership, and it doesn't really go with anything that I'm doing, and it's really just putting more stress on my life than it is, than it is like a blessing.
How far along are you?
So I would either graduate in 3 or 4 more semesters, so about 2 years, okay, maybe so, a little less.
Yeah, 2 years. And can you be more specific with what you're doing now? Are you graphic design? Are you marketing? What are you, creative writing? What are we talking about?
So it's photo and video focused, but it's, we do some social media type stuff. It's a little, I say creative agency because it's a little bit of everything, but
gotcha.
I guess the main focus is photo and video.
But that's what you're doing.
Correct.
So
yeah.
You're a photographer, videographer.
Correct. You can say that.
Yeah. Okay, great. And is that what you want to do long term? I mean, play this out. Based on what you know today, take me pretty high up the ladder, even give me a dream job as it stands today without having to commit to it.
So I think right now, I recently also started the financial coaching master training.
Okay.
And I think that could possibly be the only thing that would take me away from what I'm doing right now because I'm loving it. I work for a great company, love my bosses.
Great.
They're really great, and there's a lot of growth in that company as well.
Right.
So I'm not sure which would be my dream, either one of those.
All right, so I'm going to let you answer your own question on should I drop out of college? Okay. It's a two-part question.
Okay.
And the answers determine what you should do. Is this degree in organizational leadership, this college degree that you've started, is it the only way to do the work you want to do?
No.
Is this college degree in organizational leadership, is it the best way for you to do what you want to do?
Definitely not.
Then you tell me, should you drop out of college?
Yeah, I would say I should.
Yeah. And here's the deal. This is not a lighthearted decision. I don't ask it that way to oversimplify it, but it is required for you to get crystal clear on that. And those two questions do it because now you're going to face scrutiny from people. You just are. You're going to have some friends or some family members that go, why in the world would you do that? You've already spent 2 years of time and money in it. But it comes down to, is it worth spending 2 more years of time and money doing it? To me, it's always that simple. And you've got the answer. So you've got to hold fast. because there are a lot of people that still think that what you're about to do is ill-fated, that it's not a good decision, and they're wrong. You getting a degree in organizational leadership isn't going to give you the ticket that you want and need. Oh, by the way, you don't even need the ticket. You know what I mean? It's like, it's literally this. It's like me going to a Titans game. I'm a big Tennessee Titans fan. And it's like me having my ticket, and I'm standing in a long line out front. And somebody comes up and goes, hey, you got your ticket? And it's a stadium representative, you know? And I go, yeah. They go, all right, we'll let you in over here. We'll just let you in the side door. And it's like me going, oh, well, so everybody else kind of stands in line. I'm in line. I've been standing in line for a while. I've been in line for 25 minutes. I feel like I should stay in line. I feel like getting out of the line to go in the side door. I don't know. Nobody else is doing it. You're just asking me if I should do it. You just see how stupid that sounds?
Yeah, that's a very good analogy.
Oh, good. I made it up. I wasn't sure if it was going to land or not, so that's always nice.
No, that was a good word.
Yeah,
that
hey, brother, here's the deal. You're already in the stadium.
Yeah.
So standing in line to get in to going back outside to stand in line to get back in makes no sense. You got this, man. Get your head totally forward and walk forward. All right, let's go to, Jake is right here in our hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. Jake, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you today?
I'm living the dream, Jake. What's up?
So I am going 7 years into an industry that I'm passionate about, doing work that I love. Finishing up my master's in MBA at the end of this year, and kind of been a little restless as far as, do I want to stay in this arena? Do I want to look at something else? Executive level of leadership, it will require a terminal graduate degree. So I've been looking at doctoral programs, law school, stuff like that. But my current work culture, the location I'm at, is a little bit kind of what I'm wanting to talk to you about today is the culture. It's just kind of sucks in a way, but I took your Get Clear career assessment, and the results were pretty spot on. I even had somebody look at it that knows me pretty well and will be honest with me, and she even said, yeah, that really is you. And so I'm kind of wondering, okay, do I take this and my degree that I'll be finishing and stay where I'm at and look for a different location, or do I look at maybe some of these other industries where I could do some of the same type of work?
I think both.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're in a crappy culture. You're being really nice. But if it's just you and me and we aren't on the air, you're probably telling me all these awful things about the culture. And so,
right.
Okay, good. So here's the deal. Now that we've established that, we go, it's only a matter of time that you're going to have to leave anyway. So looking for both is the answer. Something very similar to what you're already doing now, and then other ways for you to do it. Because as you've heard me say on the show, there's more than one dream job. There's multiple dream jobs. There's multiple pathways to do what you were created to do. You would agree with that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I think you put everything on the table. Because in looking outside of what you're currently doing now, you might find, this is a better path for me. Better ladder, if you will. Or you might get confirmation that, I actually am in my sweet spot. I'm just not in the right place. I'm doing the right thing in the wrong place. And I think by considering everything, the right thing reveals itself. So I love it. There's nothing to lose. So yeah, look at everything, dig, sit down and talk with people, play them all out. And don't forget, Jake, that it comes down to this. When you do all your homework, and I know you will, because you've already got ideas, you must listen to your heart. You hear me? Your heart will reveal the ultimate path. Do you agree with me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, then. So go do everything that your brain needs to be able to gather, and then let your heart decide whether you stay in the very similar thing you're doing now or you try one of those other pathways. Because here's the deal. I can already tell by listening to you that these other pathways that you're looking at, all of them allow you to do that basic kind of work, which is some form of leadership. And I think that's a wonderful thing. And a person who wants to lead, they're going to lead in different places and different ways. And that's part of the journey. Hey, my time's almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.